Good Sunday to you. Storm is a brewing. Sky is rumbling like Winnie the Pooh's grumbly tumbly.
Oh man.
So nice having these storms in the summertime out here. Really changes the temperatures. Sounds so cool. You can see blue sky in the distance, but clouds all above. Nice to be getting such consistent rain. Where I grew up in California, we never got rain in the summertime. It was only a wintertime thing. Which meant you really couldn't enjoy it all that much. Because when it's cold, rain makes it colder. When it's hot, rain makes it cooler. So it's like flipping on a natural swamp cooler. What am I gonna do today? What to do? Well, I have a vehicle wrap to work on. So I will probably work on that some. I need to do a little bit of living room cleaning. I'm about to rearrange my little area again to open it up a little more for some, for VR. Here comes the sprinkles. Tinkle tinkles. Well, wherever you are, I hope you are enjoying your day. Hope your weather's nice. This is Aloistic Artist. In July. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you later, guys. I was over there on Ludu Islands. Wonderful little station. And she mentioned hobbies. If you sang, if you did something and didn't particularly thought you were a creator, to do it anyway. and made me think of my little harmonica. The Suzuki Tremolo Harmonica SU-24 two-timer made in Japan. And it's a beautiful little instrument. You can see the care that it was put together and the little tiny screws holding it together on the end. Part of me wants to take it apart, but part of me always wants to take everything apart. The little kid inside of me still wants to look inside everything disassembled. But it occurred to me that as a musical instrument, I have no clue how to play this. I can play with it. And as I experiment playing with it, I find so many beautiful sounds and textures. So on this Sunday of gratitude, I'm going to play around with my little two-timer. Wow, you can hear the heartbeat come through the breath. Love the tremolo. Oh, that really makes you pay attention to your consistency of your breath. I've done a lot of airbrushing in the past, and having that consistent airflow and the amount of pressure that you apply adjusts the different amount of paint that you're applying. Well, you can actually adjust both of those on the fly by pulling the trigger down and then back. And so it's almost like video gaming, only totally analog. And so you get this nice muscle memory where you can vary those two inputs of how much you're pushing down and how much you're pulling back, how much paint you're in adding and how much air you're adding. And so I imagine with this, it's kind of the same thing in a way. You're varying the tonality of it through your breath and how consistent or wavering that is. What's cool is that you can blow out or breathe in. Oh, so much to learn. You know, it's interesting thinking of harmonics and of frequency in the way that the sound wave the sine wave, that flowing pattern, the way those interact and overlap and relate. I'm starting to see sound. Be curious as I play around with this harmonica more. I used to play instruments a long time ago. It's a funny story. I was living with my grandparents because my mom and her boyfriend, Charles, Charlie, Tony, all the same guy, he went by different names. She and he were on a trip across the United States to go pick up a little Porsche 911 from New York and drive it back. This was in the days before Craigslist and all that kind of stuff. They just went out there, took a trip, and bought the car and drove back. Well, during that time, I was staying at my grandmother's, and I wanted to play an instrument. I wanted to play the saxophone. Oh, I loved the sound of that saxophone. And Pink Panther. The Pink Panther theme song was what I wanted to learn how to play on the saxophone. Ba-dum-ba-bump, ba-bump. And Grandma said, "No, Reed's cussed too much. You will play the trombone like your uncle." And I was like, "No!" But I learned the trombone and dropped the trombone and dropped music after that. And ended up finding my way to art. And now I'm finding my way back to music. Or at least the fascination with it. With sound making. And as always, when I put a little bit of attention on it, I start to realize how much I already have. How much abundance I'm already sitting in. I went to my backpack and grabbed my harmonica, which is a nice little analog tool. And then I remembered that Viviano is restoring my 1927 GoBro guitar that was my grandmother's. And the Dobro has a resonator in it also, and I just, oh, I love the sound of those instruments. And then in the digital realm, I have this very interesting virtual reality tool that allows you to mix all kinds of different sounds, and it gives you little drum machines. It's basically a virtual sound studio in a way, but it's so outside of my normal comfort zone, it's interesting to jump into something I have no clue really about. And start putting it together, like what I've been doing in studying electricity and how electric drive systems and battery systems and controllers and all this volts and watts and amps and all this stuff relates to each other. And I'm just so grateful to have such an abundance always at my fingertips of knowledge, of just tools to use, things to be creative with. So I hope you're appreciating your Sunday as well. This is Aloistic Artist, right here on Anchor.fm. You know what just occurred to me is how much I appreciate the episodes and podcasting format, allowing these waves to live on beyond that short 24-hour scope. Now, to have the full experience of it,
definitely the app and listening to it is awesome. But now I have the ability to go and listen to my friends and hear their episodes and catch up, because there's just never enough time to fully be in the now, creating and listening to everybody simultaneously. So it's interesting. It's an interesting shift. I appreciate it very much, because that definitely, it makes it more, a little more alive. It would just be nice if those, I still miss the format, the old format of being able to just reply to a wave and having it link off of that. But, you know, like when you do a call-in, it would be so nice to be able to see on that call-in that it was called in because of this particular wave. You know, like I call in usually in a particular wave, replying to that wave, but, you know, I understand with the time shifting and everything, it may not even end up in that same episode. But it'd be neat if you could have a way where it was linked to that particular segment or whatever, so that when a person posted the call-in, if that one wasn't live on their page, they could have the option to auto-post it, you know, if it was in reference to it. But I know that's really complicated. I do appreciate this app for something that I found through my friend recommending it to me, and my first thoughts of it was that it was a some sort of sailing app. To what it's become and how much it's influenced my life and changed. It's not so much, it's not the app. It's never the app. It's always the community that evolves around a particular app, and the connections that you make through those different spaces. And it's interesting how strong of a connection I feel with different people that I've only heard their voice. But I have this sense about these different people, and I feel connection with them just as I do with other people that I meet in person, and sometimes even stronger, which is fascinating. Sunday of gratitude. Looking out at these little fast-growing trees that my stepdad is always cursing because he has to cut the little ones up. He's afraid they're going to take over the yard, which they do grow pretty prolifically. And that made me think about organic architecture. I saw some really cool architecture that was done using trees grown together. Maybe a good, they don't grow that big, but they do grow fast. Might make a nice little dome. Yeah, you could definitely grow a dome with that. Or like a, yeah, teepee. They're about 3-4 meters tall. Well, that was intense. Hope you're enjoying the weather where you are, as much as I am where I am. This wave brought to you by lightning and thunder.